Louisiana's sweepstakes ban bill nears passage. The bill to ban sweepstakes is nearing its final vote in the Louisiana legislature. The effort could see Louisiana become the second state in the U.S. to clearly define and prohibit sweepstakes casino sites. On Monday, June 2, the House of Representatives voted 99-0 in favor of the bill. The measure had already passed in the Senate, where it was introduced in late April. The Senate gave its unanimous approval to the House's minor language amendments on Tuesday, clearing the way for final passage. If signed into law by Governor Jeff Landry, this would make Louisiana the second state, after Montana, to explicitly ban sweeps gaming this year. The bill is set to be signed into law by Governor Jeff Landry, which would make Louisiana the second state, after Montana, to explicitly ban sweeps gaming this year. Sponsored by Senator Adam Bass, SB 181 aims to prohibit online games and contests that use dual currencies, where players can win cash, cash equivalents, or other prizes. The bill also broadly targets digital products that mimic casino-style games, lotteries, or sports betting. Additionally, SB 181 prohibits suppliers and vendors, including affiliates, platform providers, and geolocation providers in the state, from partnering with black market and online sweepstakes companies. Penalties for violations could include fines of up to $100,000 and prison sentences of up to 5 years. SPGA slams bill. The Social and Promotional Games Association, SPGA, the lobby group for social casinos and sweepstakes in the U.S., has expressed disappointment over the House vote. A statement from the association read, "Legal sweepstakes platforms operate under well-established guidelines and are used by millions of adults, including Fortune 500 companies like Microsoft and Starbucks, to engage consumers through lawful, free-to-play promotions." The SPGA continued, "This bill carelessly conflates legal entertainment with illegal gambling without evidence of harm. It also threatens Louisiana's economy by stifling digital innovation and driving compliant companies out of the state. It's a step backward for consumer choice, lawful innovation, and common sense."